After 5 days of being stuck in limbo, Viva Palestina is finally on the move again. The route has essentially seen the convoy driving backwards along the path it took last week to get to Aqaba. There was little choice in the matter. The original route, which would have seen the convoy sail from Jordan to the south of the Sinai Peninsula, was rejected by the Egyptian government. Instead, it will now take several smaller ferries from Syria to the port of Al Arish. It means several days of extra travel and a huge amount of additional expense, but the convoy is willing to do whatever it takes to get to Gaza.
We have said from the beginning, we are concerned only to reach Gaza. The route is not important to us. What's important to us are the conditions to the entry into Gaza.
Those conditions were for many days a major stumbling block in negotiations. However, now that the convoy has stretched itself to accommodate Egyptian demands for a change in the route, Egypt appears to have dropped the most controversial of its stipulations, including demands that the convoy coordinate its entry into the Gaza Strip with Israel, and that it hand over the vast majority of its aid to a third party, such as the UN. On the ground, for the volunteers on the convoy, just being on the move again is a welcome development.
Getting back on the road now just feels fantastic. You know, we haven't driven our vans for a few days. It feels good to get back in, feel like you're proactively doing something. The time we spent in Aqaba was, we were really planning to move on and move through that town quite fast. And when that started not to happen, you know, it's quite frustrating. We didn't have any way of channeling our energy. There was nothing we could really do because it was all down to the talks that were being held at that time.
The Turkish charity IHH, which has a large contingent of vehicles on the convoy, has poured in a substantial amount of money to cover the additional expense of the new route. The ferry journey from Syria to Egypt will take around 20 hours, after which the long process of checking the vehicles and their contents will begin in the Egyptian port of Al Arish. Viva Palestina has now entered its fourth week on the road, and the thousands of miles are beginning to take their toll on the drivers and their vehicles. However, morale remains high, particularly now that the final objective appears to be within sight. Hassan Ghani, Press TV, with the Viva Palestina aid convoy in Syria.